We are now going to turn to the Atamira Dance Company, who is celebrating their 21st anniversary. And it's poised to unveil a collaborative new work, Te Whiki, which means the octopus, and is based on the Te Whiki model of ho water created by the legendary Dr. Rangimaria Rosepere, who passed away last December. Jack Gray is the founding member and now the artistic director of Atamira Dance Company. He joins me now. Jack, tēnā koe ahoa.
Kia ora, Julian.
Hei te pēhā koe.
Kei te pai hoa.
Tēnā koe, Ngāmi Hinui ki a koe. You're a founding member of Atamira and now the artistic director. What was Atamira Dance Company trying to achieve when it established in 2000?
Yes, we were all recent graduates of the tertiary dance sector, which had just kind of happened in the mid-90s. And the Māori students from the different institutions, we kind of discovered a bond, a commonality between our experiences, and we wanted to bring our thoughts and feelings as Māori people with our new skills around creativity, and we created this platform in 2000.
Why this particular platform? Why through contemporary dance?
I think it's a beautiful space for us to consider the many ways in which our experiences as Māori people filter into the world. And, you know, this celebration that we're doing at the moment, we're really thinking a lot about the whakatauki, how we look back to move forward. And I think that no matter where you are on the continuum of time, you're always taking the past with you. You're always experiencing the possibility of new futures. And I think that it's an amazing thing to be here in 2021, looking back, realizing that a lot of the things that we were exploring about identity and the struggles that Māori people go through are still experienced today.
You use, or you talk about using, or restoring whakapapa, cultural lineage and ancestral ancient migrations as motivations to invigorate perhaps or inspire your performances. How do you do that, and how do you portray that in what you do?
I think the beautiful thing is that everyone is an embodiment of their particular personal story, and everyone has the opportunity within the space of Atamira to consider their whakapapa, whether they have a strong recollection of growing up in a te ao Māori way or whether that's a new thing. And we consider all the spaces in between, the challenges, the experiences, and I think cultivate a way forward and a way of reflecting that, innovating that, and then being able to share that with our audiences.
You started in Kapahaka, eh? How was that informed? How was that inspired? How has that started and reflected itself in your journey and indeed through the journey of Atamira Dance Company?
Yeah, I'm smiling when I think about me as a little kid, you know, in a pew-pew and standing in primary school. And I was asked to do the whai kōrero in our cultural competitions when I was like 7 years old. I grew up in Te Aratu in West Auckland, and my father was from Tukumaru Bay, Ngāti Porou. My mother's whānau come from the Hokianga. So I guess somehow or other I always had an inner feeling of connection to Māoritanga, and exploring how to do that in our varied experiences, whether we have a urbanised growing up or, you know, we're away from our whānau land. You know, obviously our cultural ways bring us back into it, and it's the wairua really that moves through. So I think my early experiences was me trying to put together the feelings that were inside of me, and I still do that today as a contemporary dance maker.
A Ngāti Porou mother and a Hokianga Ngā Puhi father. That's an interesting mix.
Yes, it is. And I've experienced some really beautiful explorations over the years. My father's wharenui, Ruatupupuke too, is actually in the Field Museum in Chicago, Illinois. And my mother's connection to Miti Miti, I recently went there to be part of the Marae DIY, where, you know, it's been recognised that with a lot of the urban dispersal over the last 50 years and children being born away from their homes and also overseas in Australia and wherever, as Māori people migrate and looking for opportunity, obviously we still want to innately feel that our connection to Pepeha. And so I think in the creative space, that gives us that ability to to contend with all of those things. And I think that they're really important things as New Zealanders to consider.
Oh, Ngāti Pro father and te rarawa, te rarawa mama. Oh, ka
pai.
Tēnā koe, hoa, ngā mihinui kia koe. What has the impact and the popularity of the rise in awareness of te reo and use of te reo and also the popularity of kapaaka had on contemporary Māori dance?
That's a really cool question. I feel like, I think that there are many interesting things to consider. I think that we are now in a new space, which is the digital age. And, you know, I think a lot about how Māori performing arts has been really shaped by television and especially Māori TV. Back in the mid-90s, early 2000s, you know, we didn't have Māori TV, we didn't have Māori radio even at that point in time specifically. And so I think over the last 21 years of gestation as a culture, you know, we've been able to get more of a sense and a bit more aptitude around how it is that performance looks, and I think that it's incredibly diverse and varied. I think there are equally amazing contemporary Māori artists as there are traditional artists, and I would argue that potentially there's a crossover between the both. More recently, I just wanted to make a connection to the fantastic exhibition of Toi 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 Ora Māori exhibition that was recently held at Toi O Tāmaki Auckland Art Gallery that brought together the wide range of incredible contemporary visual artists. And I'm really pleased to see that Atamira is standing strong after 21 years upholding the mana of Māori contemporary dance in the same way.
Jack, you talk a lot about kaupapa Māori dance. What is kaupapa Māori dance and how is it different from other forms of contemporary dance?
Yes, I think we have all come through westernised dance institution training, and we learn about our bodies in a particular way that might be related to classical forms or forms that have been invented in America and Europe when I think about what is contemporary dance. And I would say that Māoritanga is about tikanga and how it is that we blend the values that we try to uphold in our everyday life and then see something more holistic within the process of this creativity. I guess in the past, you know, there's this idea that choreographers are the bosses of everything and then everyone, the dancers, are people who are just there to be instruments, visual entities for other people's benefit. And I think that what we've done is continue to create healthy wānanga where we're upskilling ourselves. Obviously, there's an emphasis on tuakana teina where we have the older members of the dance company who have actually come back for Te Whiki to impart their knowledge to the young dancers who have just graduated. And we have some 21-year-olds who are dancing in this 21st, which I think is kind of ironic and wonderful. And I look at them and I think how fantastic that, you know, we had the foresight to think about a platform and these kids now can come straight into it from their dance training. And oftentimes when we get them, we realise that their reo is not very something that they've had a lot of contact with and that they have limited understanding of how to apply their mātauranga within a dance context. So those are the things that we are specialists at and that we learn about and we try to develop. And yeah, I think that people will really see the culmination of all of those ideologies within our new work, Te Whiki.
So let's focus more on Te Whiki now then. How will Te Whiki weave the history of Atamira Dance Company together with contemporary issues that Atamira Dance Company has focused on over 21 years, not just through the dances, but through the performance itself?
Yes, so one of the things that we identified early on was that not one choreographer should be the person who upholds this 21st moment. That, in fact, if how do we, as a collective of artists, and also there are artists now who are not able to practice because they're raising their children and they're living outside of Auckland, and, you know, just life is so different these days. When you get older as a performance maker, you tend to not have as much time as the young people do. So what we did was we decided on the concept of eight tentacles. It connects to, as you mentioned before, the health model as researched and conceived by Fire Rose Petty. And I guess we just used that as a tipping point. It's definitely more about how are we inspired by the dimensions of Te Ao Māori. So, for example, one pair of a tuakana and a tēnā, their job was to create a solo work based on the idea and the kaupapa of Wairua. Or my job was to work with a tēnā dancer and our kōrero was around mana ake. And I think that creating a series of solos created by eight different practitioners and performed by eight different performers will definitely show a diversity of approaches, because Māori contemporary dance, as is Māori anything, is not just one thing, it's many things, and it's many different weaves coming together to make a kind of sense of continuum within this world that we're creating. We've brought in some incredible and really well-renowned directors. So we're working with the fantastic Tani Mete and also the wonderful Kelly Nash, and together we've been negotiating and navigating how to tell a story that weaves all of these Hawata principles together. And I think what we've landed with as of Friday, because we've just finished the work, it's sitting in a space of deep emotion. There's going to be some really charged and powerful energies expressed, and I think that a lot of people will receive, hopefully, a type of rongoā, a type of tuning in or a healing that is really needed right now, especially, you know, within the context of the pandemic and its various forms, and also the ability that we have in Aotearoa to come to the theatre, to gather and to sit and experience a very intimate act.
Jack, we wish you all the very best. Congratulations, first of all, obviously, for the 21st anniversary. We wish you all the best for Te Whaka, and thank you very much for your time. Tēnā koe, hoa.
Kei te mihi nui.
Kia ora mai rā. That was Jack Gray from Atamira Dance Company. 21 years this year. Te Whaka, the show, is showing for two nights only at Auckland's ASB Waterfront Theatre on the 11th and 12th of June, and then for three nights at the Kia Mau Festival in Wellington from the 17th to the 19th of June.